Blog Talk Radio.
Malone's Hype Line is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. Right now. 773-897-3976. It's easy. Just say name and state you are calling from, and you will be logged right into the convo. Get ready to have some fun. Here is what you missed on Malone's Hype Line.
And I know it's not from God for what I've done, and I regret it. And I do, and I ask God to forgive me, and I know he's a forgiving God. I know he forgives me. But I'm against abortions. I will talk to myself. If I get pregnant again, I will never, ever do it again. And I won't ever again. So now I am against it, yes.
Okay. Miss Brooklyn, what do you feel about abortions? What do you feel about that?
Me personally, how I feel about abortion, I thought about doing it when I was pregnant, but then, like, from what I was told from my godfather and my uncle, that if I do it, then I'm going to be rejected from my family and then all this other stuff. But still, I don't believe in abortions. I hate abortions. I dislike people who get abortions. And I hate hearing about people who get abortions because it makes me mad because of my belief in the Bible and everything.
I don't mean to cut you off. Say you dislike people for what they did, but you can't judge people for what they did.
I'm not judging.
You're being a judge.
You said
you dislike people for getting abortions. Not everybody makes that decision, but sometimes they have to because, you know, they can't either, you know, afford the baby or be able to raise that child at that time. So you're
I still believe that you can also give the baby up for adoption. Your abortion is never the answer. You can go through the pregnancy, also give the baby up for adoption. So,
what
I don't believe in abortions at all.
Okay, you're right. But what if that person couldn't give their child up to that person?
Me too, but I'm ready.
Me personally, I can't do that.
Okay, there's family members, and you can send your baby to a family member at least to get yourself on your feet. And then when you get yourself on your feet, you can go get your baby back. It's not that hard.
But I'm not from here.
Go ahead, Brianna. Go ahead. I love when you get mad. I'm all right.
I'm good. She's speaking real, you know. She's speaking real. But at the same time, it's like, I don't agree with what she's saying. She's saying, basically, she's being a hypocrite. Oh, I don't like this and I don't like that. But you thought about it, too.
But there's
a different about thinking about it and doing it. I didn't do it. Because one of my beliefs.
You dislike people. You say you dislike people for that.
That's just basically
you being a hipster. Oh, I was going to do it once, and then I didn't want to do it, so I dislike people from doing it, but you thought about it. So why dislike that person, right?
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying I dislike that person. So, like, I dislike the person because of, like, they did it. Like, if they did it, then I don't like them.
I think what Brooklyn is trying to say is, I think what she's trying to apply is that If you're in a situation and say like you two and you know you and your boyfriend y'all done had sex and you know the consequences of what's gonna go on and everything else like that and you just carelessly have sex and you know it does feel good. I ain't gonna lie, Brianna. Whenever I nut, it feels good. I ain't gonna lie. This is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? I think what she's trying to say is that she doesn't like it if you do it out of spite, just because, you want to be lazy and stuff like that. I think that's what she was trying to say.
At this point in time, the egg and the sperm has not met each other. They haven't boom collided. They haven't joined together.
I'm going to tell you what happens. From the master of the baby maker.
You will know.
Were you on your 12th baby?
I tell you though. No.
DJ Malone, you on your 12th baby?
Yeah. I'm working on the baby. I'm working on it.
Who going to be your next baby mama?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. you got a couple of crutches, huh?
Yeah.
I see.
Huh. Oh, man. All right. Check. Welcome, people. It's the one and only DJ Malone We're waiting for our special guest, Kevin Collin, to come into the building, man. What we're going to do is we're going to play some tracks. We're going to listen to them. We're going to come right back to your boy, DJ Malone, man. Check this one by me and Kevin Collin called My Bitches. Let's go.
Hold up. YGM. Got a bitch named Taylor. Suck me up good, got a mouth like a gator. Smoke a lot of weed, but I'd rather smoke papers. But a pussy tastes good like some type of fruit flavor. Hold up. Got a bitch named Nikki. Breath kinda bad, so I never let her kiss me. Freaky little hoe, she let me bust up on the titties. Now she IG famous, so the bitch tryna diss me. Ooh. Know a bitch named Kayla. Fucked a lot of niggas, now she think I'm finna date her. Run a lot of game, I'm a coach, she a player. So I tell her what she wanna hear so I can penetrate her. Had a bitch named Dee Dee. Said she was my gal before she even really seen me. Little bitch crazy, try to fight me when she see me. But she break a lot of bread, so I let her sleep with me. My bitches. 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 Now I knew this girl one time before, and her name was Helen. She was a white girl though. When it came to the twerk game, she was a pro, and she dropped it down low and took it to the damn floor. Now Jesus was an independent woman, yellow bone chick, man, straight out of Philly. Face like Malia, ass like Menard, so you already know, man, she going hard. Now Heaven, cute little thing, and she always did this thing with a tongue ring. And she about 5'4", maybe even 5'3", and she from the side town, so you know it's real. Then she sat me in the chair, then she popped it and worked it, and she popped it and jerked it, and she going berserk. And I can't believe it, man, man, she's doing for Malone. Me and Kevin Kong, man, we're doing it though. We going in. My bitches.
Entertainment. Nod your head, entertainment. Deep Palmer, Crook. Get that fucking camera on my face.
Yeah, I'm watching.
All in my damn bitch. Talk to a Palmer.
Stop with the questions, please.
Why are y'all fucking me? Why are y'all fucking me? You worse than photography. Cause the pictures don't bother me. Is this in your plans to make a man go mad with the crazies in your ass? Knowing I'm my phone.
I'm cool with it, shit, unless you don't try to put me in none of those positions, then I'm fine with it, shit. Just don't try none of that shit on me.
Yeah. See, me, I like to watch pornos. I have a porno collection. I have at least 100 pornos. Now,
that's some nasty nigga type shit right there.
What you mean
right
some nasty nigga type of shit? Let me tell you something. Let
who
me tell you something.
Who the fuck is you yelling at? Who the fuck is you yelling at? Who the motherfuck is you yelling at? You better shut the fuck up on this other ass.
And one day, when I'm 60 years old, I will sell them on eBay and make money off of them motherfuckers.
Oh, so that's why you got them now.
Yeah.
You want smart ass, dumb ass nigga.
You know what? You talk a lot of shit.
You talk a lot of shit, too. I've been wanting to whoop your ass for the longest.
You talk a lot of shit on, to be on 51st.
Okay, I'm on 51st Street and motherfucking what?
Yeah, all right. Oh, I'm over here on 71st and Stone.
I'm over here on motherfucking 51st and Troop. What's good?
Nobody
see, this how he making me get out of my body. Because he just,
Are you a demon or something? What
who
the fuck
you
mean?
To? Who the fuck is you talking to?
Are you a fucking demon?
Ass
what the fuck
over
you
there? Who the fuck is you talking to?
We're talking about sex, goddammit.
Okay, then shut the fuck up and continue about sex. Damn.
This is my fucking soul.
Okay.
Time out. What you mean if he do what?
If he pulls out the chairs for you, opens your door, and all that, trust me, there's some females out there who do not like that.
You can't say that. That means you ain't no real man. You ain't no real man.
Hold on, how you going to detest the status of my manhood? What are you? Hold on.
Okay,
hold on
you just said that you know what you just said. He's a real bitch. That's what you just said. What do
what
this
I'm
man
saying,
supposed to do on a date? Okay, so you expecting for this girl to pull out your chair? You expect
hell
this girl
no,
to
but what I am chair? Saying is 2012.
Got you on that
come
one.
Come over and open my car door.
It's 2000. I don't care if it was 2030.
Okay, okay. Well, you ain't got to do all of this. But I'm just saying, y'all, come on, let's
no,
have a moment.
No, it's some respect up in there. Somewhere down the line is 2012. Ain't no nigga finna take me out. You ain't gonna come pick
like
me up and knock
that.
On the door. That means you gonna blow your horn. It's no animals that live here.
Right.
I like when you get mad. I like that.
Yeah, also I want to say, Shipper isn't dead. That's like you allow for people to treat you a certain way. So if you're fine with a dude, you know, telling you about your name, disrespecting, that's all on you. Cause like you're not saying nothing. You're not telling them. That's not how I want to be treated. So that's all on that person.
Oh,
there ain't no you.
I don't know how to think like a man right now, bitch.
You out of order. You out of order. This ain't Gina. That's a rookie ass move, so respect the order. Yeah, respect the order. You stand on my shoulder. Let me help you, daughter. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. You nominated, I'm awarded. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Now I am who I am, and she is what she is, and she is my pieces. Do you know who we is? I'm a lazy chick, and I won't stand up to address it. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Lazy chick, lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. You out of order. You out of order. This ain't Gina. That's a rookie ass move, so respect the order. Yeah, respect the order. You stand on my shoulder. Let me help you, daughter. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. You nominated, I'm awarded. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Now I am who I am, and she is what she is, and she is my pieces. Do you know who we is? I'm a lazy chick. I'm a lazy chick, and I won't stand up to address it. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Lazy chick, lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. I'm a lazy chick. I'm a lazy chick, and I won't stand up to address. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Lazy chick, lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick.
Blog Talk Radio will begin in 1, 2, 3 with DJ Malone and King Hot Cam. This is where you can voice your opinion, get advice, and we know how to keep it real. Once again, please visit us at www.djlessonmore.com or hit us on our Twitter page at DJ Malone Pro. You can also check us out at Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/DJ_Malone. And without further ado, will you please welcome the man himself, DJ Malone.
It's your boy, DJ Malone. What's going on, people? The one and only DJ Malone. I'm riding chrome. I'm doing all types of things right now. But you guys know I love to bring you the hottest artists with the hottest guests all around the nation. So today, people, he called in last time, but I really wanted to get to talk to him, get to know him. Well, I already know him, but I want you guys to get to know him. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we got Kevin Kong in the building. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Man, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you.
It's all good. It's all good.
Man, welcome back, man. Now, the reason why I wanted to do this is because I wanted people to talk to you and people to get to know you. And I felt like with the amount of time, because you were on the premiere show when we were doing it on 1688 AM, but I wanted you to really get to know well, the people to get to know who you are.
Yeah.
So definitely, man. So let me ask you this now, Kevin Carr. Where does that name come from?
That was my street name and my stripper name when I was younger in a past life.
Oh man. So did somebody give you that name, or was it just self proclaimed, or how did it go?
The ladies at the strip club, they gave it to me.
Okay. Kevin Kong. Now, were you heavy in there, or were you just, you know, sometime here and there?
No, I'm just messing with you. Nah, that was just.
I'm just saying. I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't mad at you. You said you gotta make money. I'm not mad at you.
Nah, that was the name they gave me when I was in school.
Okay, definitely. Okay, well, what made you want to start rapping?
Man, I had a best friend. My best friend, he used to be the rapper out the group, but he passed away. So I never could rap. But once he passed away, he just left me his gift.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I really do like your sound. Like I told you before, man, I've been rocking with you, for about 2 or 3 years now. Big shout outs to Boss Lady of Young Generation Music. Big shout outs to her. But I've been rocking with you for a couple of years now, and I love your sound. You know what I'm saying? So how did you come up with your sound or develop your type of sound? You there, Kevin? I guess the phone must have hung up. We're going to come right back, people. The one and only DJ Malone, Kevin Kong, will be right back. Let's go.
You rock into a Headshot production.
Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, back again, one at it again. All right, so how did you develop your sound?
My sound, I've always been a big fan of, Pimp C and Too Short. Like, I was always a big Too Short fan growing up. So, and then, I don't know, it just mixed Too Short with Kevin Kong, with Kong and made Kevin Kong.
Definitely, man. Now, you've been phenomenal in Houston. You've done that Up. I really enjoyed that Up. My ex, Stunning on My Ex. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
What was the emphasis behind Stunning on My Ex? What happened?
Man, that's a must with past relationships. When you see your ex, you got to stun them. Show them what they're missing out on. So, I just thought I'd turn it into a song about how I felt about my ex.
Definitely, man. What other talents do you have? I mean, because you're a funny guy. Because I see you, like, on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and you're crazy on there, man. Like, you come up with the craziest things. Like, I remember you were in the bed, and you were, pleasuring yourself. That's what I would say. You're pleasuring yourself to the Full House anthem. What's going through your mind?
Nah, I just like doing whatever's on my mind. I have no filter, so whatever comes to my mind and I think I want to share it with everybody. If I think it's gonna make people laugh, I'm gonna do it.
Definitely, that's real though. That's real. I respect that.
I love to entertain.
If you could perform anywhere, where would it be at and why?
Well, I do heard y'all got the sexy ratchet ladies out there in
Chicago.
I love the ratchets.
Oh man, yeah, they definitely ratchet. They'll probably love you up here. So yeah, they definitely ratchet over here, man. That's cool, though, man. Yeah, you got to come to Chicago and perform. And you got to perform that Stunned on My Ex and that Up. You got to, man.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Me and Boss Lady, we're going to talk about that, set something up. Go ahead and make a trip out there.
Definitely, man. Now let's talk about the Ben Frank, because that's been blowing up the streets like crazy. I want to talk about that. Now, with the Ben Frank, what was the emphasis behind that?
Man, with Ben Frank, that's just, I mean, I've been saying, you know, instead of saying keep it 100, you know, when people like keep it 100 all the time, you know, I've been saying, you know, keep it Ben Frank for years, like, but it never crossed me to make a song about it until I was listening to, was it that Bryson Tiller song, I think, and I was listening to that beat, and, you know, when I listened to the beat, I just, like, started listening to the instrumental and just started, you know, singing the hook for Ben Frank. I was just freestyling it, and then I was like, man, that's hard. And so, you know, I thought I went to my DJ Official, and he put a beat together for me, and we got the track laid out.
Okay. Definitely. When you listen to beats, and when like, for a Kevin Kong beat, how do you go about choosing your beats? Is it more or less on, I like that, or somebody kind of brings it to you, and you just go rap on it?
Oh, nah, with me, like, I'm very, very picky on my beats. Like, I like to get all my beats made just specifically for me. Like, I like to be there while they're being created, because most of the time I come up with hooks in my head and just need beats for them. So, you know, I spit the hook to whatever producer I'm working with and let him build around it.
Definitely, man. You become a name in Houston, and you're building and building every day. How has it been now hearing your song on the radio? How has the people taken to it?
Oh yeah, the people love it. You know, a lot of people, you know, they don't start supporting you until you're hot. So you know, it made the support system go up a lot.
Real. Is there one thing that, like, when you were just chilling, let's just say, like, you know, you're riding around, has there ever been anything crazy where, like, a fan has done, like, maybe they flashed you, told you to go in the back of the car so y'all can meet up? I mean, has any crazy stuff happened?
I mean, that's just regular life. Like,
I'm
God, accustomed to it. Like, that happens almost every night I go out.
Oh, my God. Are you single right now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good answer. I like
best way to be.
So, how do you balance that? How do you balance your personal life and your business life? How do you balance that out?
I just make a gumbo bowl with it. Like, it's all with me. What you see is what you get. Like Kevin Kong, don't turn off.
Definitely. If you could work with anybody, who would it be at? Who would it be, and why?
I gotta get some work done with my man Too Short, because he's like really what like inspired my like my style.
Yeah,
and my music choice. Like, so I gotta get something done with him.
Okay, definitely. Any producers you would like to work with?
Producers. Man, I think me and Manny Fresh can get a nice like old school sound, you know, old school meets new school sound, you know. So I want to do something with Manny Fresh.
Okay, definitely. What do you think about the music game right now? Like, what's your thoughts on it? Because for me as a DJ, it's just like it's not really happening for me. You know, I really find myself listening back to music back in the old days, like in early 2000s, 90s, and the 80s. So, I mean, what do you feel about the music now?
I mean, that's always been me. Like, I don't really keep up with the music, like with the rap music that's out, because I don't like to, you know, feel like, you know, I start like sounding like other people. Like, I still like my station stay on like old school music. Like, I barely even listen to rap music. Like, I'm more of a 90s, 80s, and 90s R&B person.
Real. Hey, I feel that, man. What was one of your favorite songs in the 90s?
Favorite song in the 90s? Man, I probably have to get at the, like, Casey and JoJo. Like, they had a lot of good hits.
Yeah.
And Usher.
You know who you remind me of that was from the 90s? The Kid and Play. Like, your style of songs.
Yeah.
So.
I've heard that before.
You do remind me of that, man.
My last mixtape was House Party.
Okay, okay, definitely. So you did the house party theme and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. You know they're thinking about doing a movie reunion, house party reunion.
I might have to go in. If they remake the movie, I might have to go in for that play role.
Oh, man. Who would you be, kid or play?
I have to ride with play.
Oh, man. Definitely, definitely though, man. All right, man. Well, cool. Any upcoming projects you got going on right now?
Oh yeah, I got I got Fresh Prince of Houston. You know, cooking up right now. It's just about done. Getting ready to get the artwork and everything finished up for it. And then you know the Ben Frank remix, and then Double Cup Love with me and Sean Ward. You know, it's been a lot of hard work over here with Young Generation Music.
Definitely. Summer 16 is about to come up, so what are you doing for the summertime?
Revenge.
I feel that. That's real. Did you go to South by Southwest?
Oh, no, I didn't make the South by Southwest this year.
You should go, man. I didn't go. I ain't going to lie to you.
My thing with South by Southwest is, you know, it's so overpopulated. Like, you know, you really, like, It's oversaturated with too many, you know, rappers that aren't good. That's crowding the space for the good rappers.
Yeah, real. Okay, that's real though. That's real. Let me ask you this now. In Houston, if you know, who would you like to work with that's from Houston? If you could work with anybody in the H, who would you work with?
Anybody in the H. I probably have to say Lil Kiki.
I respect that. I like Lil Kiki. His wordplay is phenomenal to me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Let me ask you this, because now I'm listening to, I'm not knocking these guys, but they don't have their original Houston sound when I listen to them, like a Travis Scott or a Sauce Walker. They don't have the same, you know, Houston sound. So is Houston, to me, because I'm speaking from a guy who's not from Houston. So let me ask you, is the Houston sound kind of, if people use losing that Houston sound kind of in a bit?
Yeah, with a lot of the young artists, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at it. I don't like it at all. It's just, it's different.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, with every, you know, yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not knocking it because, you know, things change. You know.
Real.
A lot of people, you know, they got to ride with what's hot.
Real, definitely, man.
That's why, but see, I'm trying to bring the old sound back. That's why with my song Double Cup Love. You know, they had to bring the chopped and screwed back with it.
Talk about the Double Cup Love, man. What can we expect from this?
Oh man, it's great track. I've been sitting on it for almost a year. Like I wanted to make sure it was perfect. And so it's finally ready now. It's finally all the way ready. So I'm getting ready to release that within the next couple weeks. I'm gonna go ahead and send you a leak though first. Make sure you get it first.
Man. Oh, my God, man. You gave me an early Christmas present. Straight like that, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What do you think about the relationship with the DJs nowadays? I mean, because I think a lot of artists, and I'm just speaking from a guy who is a DJ and who deals with a lot of artists, I think sometimes the artists feel like we don't need the DJs. We got YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, they say stupid stuff like that. So what is your opinion with the relationship with the DJ?
Man, with me, it's the complete opposite. You know, out here in Houston, you know, DJs, you know, they more big headed than the artists. A lot of them. You know, it's a couple DJs that are still humble, but a lot of them they more big headed than the artists nowadays. And it's so hard to get to them now, to even to get them to you know, mess with your music.
Real, that's real though, man. I respect that. We're here with Kevin Kong, people, right here on Sidetown Urban Radio. We're talking about, you know, music and everything he has going on. You said you're working on the Fresh Prince of Houston. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Fresh Prince of Houston, tell us the emphasis on that song. Give us a little bit of insight on it.
Well, it's actually not a song. It's the whole mixtape.
Okay, definitely.
The mixtape is the Fresh Prince of Houston.
Now, with the mixtape being the Fresh Prince of Houston, what can we expect from the theme of the mixtape? Because I know that's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going for a real, like, cool, you know, want to show growth on this. You know, I still got you know, my twerk music on there. But, you know, I want to show, you know, bring my new style in. Try to pay a little more homage to the old Houston sound.
Okay, definitely, man. Are you making any music that you can ride to or that's going to cater? Because I know y'all got the cars down there. Y'all got the slabs and everything. So are you making music also catering towards, like, the car culture?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Like, Fresh Prince of Houston, I think I really hit every angle, like, to go at rapping wise, you know. I think I got all genres of rap in there.
Yeah. Okay,
but,
definitely, man.
So somebody like you gonna have one favorite song on there at least.
Definitely, man. Well, man, I'm excited. Is there an expected date when that can come out, or when are we looking towards?
I haven't set a release date yet, but it's within the next month.
Okay. All right, so we got to be on the lookout. So you're starting, cause, you know, we're damnly in the month of April. April 1st is tomorrow. So
we're looking at early May.
So you start in summer 16 with a bang.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. All right, well, yeah, whenever that comes out, man, let me know. You know, if you want to talk about it on here, you're more than welcome to, man. You know, I rock with you fully.
Oh yeah. You're gonna have the leak release. I gotta get everything down there to you first.
Definitely, man. Big shout outs to DJ Damon, big shout outs to Boss Lady of Young Generation Music. And everybody who's doing it. And big shout out to Kevin Kong. Kevin Kong, before we go, is there anything you want to say to your lovers, your stalkers, your, you know, whoever?
Hey, ladies. You know, I got to give a shout out to the fleet DJs. You know, DJ Malone, man, appreciate you, man. You always show me love. Young Generation Music, Boss Lady. Tell my mama I said, hey, the Perv Gang. Let's get it in.
Definitely, man. Give us a Facebook, the Twitter, everything where they can find you at.
You know, I already know everything is all the same. Kevin Kong 713. KONG 713.
Oh, that's the website, people. So make sure you go to the website, check it out. Let me ask you this. You got merchandise for sale?
Oh, yeah. I have shirts, like all different, like shirts from different songs, like the China Bone shirts, Big Girls Do It Better shirts. I'm working on the design for the Ben Frank shirts right now.
Okay, definitely.
Then
man.
We got the new collection of the Thoughts Are Us shirts. They're getting ready to drop.
Thoughts Are Us. How did that slogan come about, man?
I think me and DJ Fish were playing on the phone one day, and Mike just coming up with a bunch of crazy names and stuff, and I said Thoughts Are Us, and he told me he was gonna put it on the shirt. And he popped up on me one day with a whole design on a shirt, and everybody went crazy for it. Like the shirts were sold out before we had them made.
Definitely, hey, that's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about. Kevin Kong, man, he's doing it big. Before we head out, the next 3 years, where you hope to see yourself?
At the Grammys.
Grammys, I'll see you there. I will see you there, my brother. I will. Okay, definitely, bro. Well, I appreciate you stopping by. One more thing. I before we go, the My Bitches joint or the My B, man.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Man, that's one of my favorite songs. Like, cause I got to express how I feel.
Real.
Like, it's all,
when we
it's all
get
true.
there, when I get there to Houston, man, we gotta. You know, I was telling Boss Lady, man, we gotta do this, man. Like there is no, you know, we don't have to wait anymore. Let's just make it happen.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm ready.
Let's do the video, man, and flood the streets, Houston, Chicago. It is what it is, man.
Yeah.
So definitely. All right, G, well, I appreciate you coming through and supporting and everything. It's your boy, DJ Malone, Kevin Carr, man. I salute you, bro. Keep doing all the good work. Keep doing everything that you're doing, man. And I salute you, brother.
Already much love. All
right, man. Until next time, it's your boy, DJ Malone, Chi-Town Number Radio. We out. Why?
Hold up. YGM.
Got a bitch named Taylor, suck me up good, got a mouth like a gator. Smoke a lot of weed, but I'd rather smoke papers. But a pussy tastes good like some type of fruit flavor.
Hold up.
Got a bitch named Nikki, breath kinda bad, so I never let her kiss me. Freaky little hoe, she let me bust up on the titties. Now she IG famous, so the bitch tryna diss me.
Ooh.
Know a bitch named Kayla, fucked a lot of niggas, now she think I'm finna date her. Run a lot of game, I'm a coach, she a player, so I tell her what she wanna hear so I can penetrate her. Had a bitch named Dee Dee, said she was my gal before she even really seen me. Little bitch crazy, try to fight me when she see me, but she break a lot of bread, so I let her sleep with me.
My bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches. My bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches.
Now I knew this girl one time before, and her name was Helen. She was a white girl though, with a cane.